So I've never been to Xenia, but I've been to, you know, when it was in Dayton, I was I went a number of times, and it is an experience. And I understand Xenia's a different, but it's also, you know, quite the experience. I would highly recommend it. Although, like I said, I haven't been to Xenia, so I'm talking from my memories of Dayton. And, you know, they still call it Dayton, of course. Xenia's a suburb, I guess. But I would highly recommend going if you can make it, Anthony. And, Donald, there's it depends on how much you're up for, right? Dayton is a commitment. You know, to do Dayton in a day is exhausting and very difficult. People do it, but it's, you know, it's a lot of driving. And, you know, and you just, I just don't feel that it would be worth it. You gotta go at least 2 days, you know, and spend the night and all that. Now, if you want the next best experience closest, I'd say you're not going to have the manufacturers there, and you're not going to have as many vendors there, but Monroe is probably the next one. Now, Monroe, you can get down there, you know, in a reasonable amount of time, spend the whole day, get home. It's a long day, but it's very doable. So I would recommend if you can get Monroe, you know, under your belt. And if you want to go local, the Lons Cruz, by the way, Monroe is on Father's Day. Then there's the Lons Cruz, which I think is in December, up at the on 16 Mile Road, John R. Rochester, somewhere out that way, which is close, and you can take that and spend as much or as little time as you want. And that's probably the next, the good one right around here.